DMs at Ben and Kelly Show. Got this from Ashley.
Hey, Ben and Kelly, I'm in a spot, have questions, maybe drank a little too much wine, and now I'm reaching out to you both.
I like her honesty.
So don't judge, LOL. Anyway, now that Valentine's Day is over, I'm wondering if I should dump my boyfriend.
Oh.
And you're probably wondering, why is this chick asking us?
Yeah.
Well, I'll tell you. I have been dating him on and off for 3 years. He's 40, I'm 29.
Mm-hmm.
I really thought I wanted to marry him and have kids, which he's willing to do. He's wealthy, kind, gentle, daring.
Oh.
He is a really amazing guy, but I just don't know if my heart is in it.
Okay.
All around me at the restaurant on Valentine's, everyone else seemed to be having a romantic dinner with their soulmate. My friends and family really like him, but he's really starting to annoy me.
Mm.
Is this feeling of settling or boredom with him what marriage is, after all? Is that normal? I don't know what happened, but I don't want to be in this relationship forever and be unhappy.
Mm-hmm.
It breaks my heart imagining him not in my life. Is the one still out there, or am I wrong? Anyway, thank you for listening. And I truly love your show and everything you guys do. Kisses.
Oh. Okay.
That's tough.
That is tough because you, especially if on Valentine's Day, you kind of look around and you see everybody else like with stars in their eyes and they're like all having a great time and
they're lovey dovey and you feel like that phase is over.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, if you're asking us, maybe there is more problems than you think.
Yes. I think there is a certain level of like comfort that mm-hmm. you settle into after the relationship is established and you guys have been together for a little bit. But I think you still should have that feeling of, you know, he can still give you butterflies and you can't imagine your life without him. And, you know, I know you said it breaks your heart imagining him not in your life,
mm-hmm.
but can you imagine yourself moving on without him? And if you can, that might be your answer.
Yeah, because if this just feels like convenience, you know, you guys have been together, what'd you say, 3 years?
It's familiar.
Yeah, it's familiar. It's just convenient, but you've kind of lost that spark or whatever. I mean, look, every relationship goes through its ups and downs.
Sure.
And maybe you're just in one of the valleys of your relationship and it'll be fine and it'll pass and everything will be great. Or?
Yes. Or this is telling you what you think it might be telling you.
Mm-hmm.
And I think if you're coming to us asking, I think you might know the answer,
yeah.
but you're just afraid to confront it right now.
Right. Right. All right. Well, hey, gosh, what are we telling her? I don't know if I want to tell her to just like, you know, because part of me is like, hey, don't waste your time anymore on someone who you're not into.
Well,
cut your losses and leave. And yeah,
yes.
I was going to say, don't waste his time either, especially if you don't think this relationship is going any further. And keep your family and friends out of this who think, oh, he's great, because they don't know. Only
yeah,
you do.
They don't know how you feel. You have to figure that out. And again, I think it would really, the litmus test you have to put yourself through is, can you picture your life without him? Or is he the one ultimately that you want to do everything with for the rest of your life?
All right. Well, good luck.
Hopefully that gives you clarity.
Yeah, I was going to say, good luck.
Maybe don't think about it when you're drinking wine.
or think about it when you're, maybe you got the most clarity.
Okay. Maybe that will give you the clarity you need. I don't know. Sit in the middle of your kitchen on a crying rug with some Arbor Mist and figure it out.
Figure it out. All right. I don't know if we helped or not, but good luck. Keep us posted. That is diving into the DMs here on 99.7 DJX.